Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme this evening. The Supreme Court has sparked a debate with its ruling against comedians like Sameer Raina, ordering apologies for jokes mocking the disabled, declaring freedom of speech cannot apply just like that on commercial speech. Now, the court has prioritised dignity under Article 21 over free expression under Article 19. It's pushing for social media guidelines to curb offensive commercial content. Is this a vital step to protect vulnerable communities from harmful humour, or does it threaten to chill creative freedom in our diverse society? That's the debate this evening. Joining us now, Aniket Nikam. He's an advocate, Radhika Vaz, a comedian and writer, Apar Gupta, lawyer and executive director of the Internet Freedom Foundation. And I'll be joined by Sunil Pal, the actor and comedian as well. Thanks very much for being with us. Aniket Nikam, let me come to you first. Does the Supreme Court's distinction between free speech and commercial speech, in the way that it's stated, which is freedom of speech cannot apply just like commercial speech, does that create a fair boundary, or does it risk, in your opinion, undermining the fundamental right to freedom of speech and expression?
Well, I believe Supreme Court has reiterated what has been the law of our country, which is mainly that though there is freedom of speech and expression to every citizen of our country, which is guaranteed under Article 19 of our Constitution, it is not absolute in its nature. Under Article 19 too itself, it is provided that restrictions could be imposed. So if you are defaming somebody, then of course restrictions could be imposed. Now, what the Supreme Court has said, that at one point in time, you are making money out of your talks, and at the same time, you are mocking somebody over their whatever deformities or whatever issues that they may have. So you cannot have a free ride in that sense, because though you may have freedom of speech, the other person has right to live with dignity. And when social media influencers make mockery out of it, certainly it sends out a wrong signal. And as I said earlier, it's not a walk in the park where you just, under the garb of free speech, start misusing your freedom of speech and expression, and under the garb of it start, you know, infringing the rights of the others.
Okay, I'm not for a moment sort of justifying what they've said, which I find to be entirely crude or crass. But let me offer a somewhat contrarian perspective and take that across to Apar. You know, the court's push for guidelines suggests regulation. Some suggest beyond the existing Information Technology Act. Could this lead to a framework that respects Article 19.2's limits, which restricts speech only for the sovereignty and integrity of India? Or might it actually enable broader censorship? In other words, are we headed to potentially broader censorship? Because as I understand it, by and large, what we prevent from being said is to ensure the sovereignty and integrity of India. Does any of this challenge that?
Okay, so firstly, Vishnu, just going back to your previous question as to whether there is a right which is also present when a person exercises commercial speech, the Supreme Court has held in a case called Tata Press versus MTNL that commercial speech also enjoys the freedom of speech and protection. And the restrictions which are emerging under Article 19.2, which are the grounds called reasonable restrictions, are what other fetters can be placed on it. Now, let us question, are those fetters in place? Let us look at this case itself, in which stand-up comics have faced legal prosecution in several states. They have come to the Supreme Court asking for protection, and they have had to engage expensive legal counsel. So, are there laws already on the statute books which can result in the prosecution of comics for making any such kind of jokes which may push the boundaries of law? Or is the court getting into the domain which is a subjective, morality-based assessment of what can and should be said on the internet? The second point which I would like to raise is that when we think about guidelines, they may go beyond the force of law, but may still at the same point be enforceable as mechanisms for takedown and may be opportunistically used against people on the internet, which may be brought to the notice of a person who is offended. Because the internet is vast, because every second person or third person today in some way has an online presence and may then fall afoul of these guidelines as per their subjective assessment. Thereby, the dragnet will not be a clear boundary of an objective-based law. It will be the personal offense of each and every person with a smartphone in India today.
Hold your thought. Aniket, I think Apar makes a very important point. You know, what is offensive and what is not offensive, it really depends on the individual and it really depends from judge to judge.
Well, Vishnu, that's right. I mean, in our country, what all depends is the content of what you speak. And it really matters if you say something which does not, you know, infringes upon any person's dignity, or if it is within the restraint of Article 19.2, then of course there would not be any embargo in speaking in what you've been saying. But suppose you say something which is really offending. Now you're right. What will be an offense to somebody may not be an offense to another. But then the test is, what is it that you've uttered, and from the sensibility of a common man, whether it really would be something that would he would feel offended about it. So the test is that of common man, and there have been umpteen number of judgments which deal with this issue. Now the Supreme Court has said that we will have to evolve a law in order to lay down the guidelines for this social media. But let us understand that these are off-the-cuff remarks that the Honorable Supreme Court has made. The Supreme Court has not really decided the contours of all of this. So in an appropriate case, maybe the Supreme Court may have to delve into this. But today the fact remains that Article 19.1, though it gives you freedom of speech and expression, it is not an absolute right in itself.
So that by itself is what this debate is all about, Aniket. So Radhika, as you know, on the entire commercial aspect of it, you know, a lot of comedians will be funny and make jokes just for the sake of making jokes and for the sake of being funny. Others charge money for it. Therefore, if you are charging money for others to listen to your jokes, do you as a comedian feel that, you know, oops, let me think twice because what I may do might offend the courts?
Vishnu, thanks for having me on. And, you know, this is such a tricky thing because, you know, I'll just give you an example, Aniket. You said people who have deformities. That's actually a terrible thing to say. And I could take offense to that because it's not deformities, first of all. It is people who are differently abled. Now, you've gone ahead and used the word deformities on NDTV. Now, there could be somebody out there who takes big offense to that, as they probably should.
It's not a joke. It's actually a really important point. It's at the heart of this debate.
It's words that we use, whether we make a mistake, whether we say it thinking it'll be funny, whatever it is subjective. The point is, I might take offense to what he said because he said this, you know, he said deformities. It is not deformities. I'm making a point here, and I'm not actually saying that he's wrong. The point I'm trying to make is that who is to make this judgment, and are they going to be trolling every single one of our Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, every single show we do, live shows? And, you know, who decides that we're right or wrong? Who decides that I have to go now and get a lawyer to protect me from making jokes about who and about what? I'm not defending the joke that was made because, by the way, I don't even know the joke. I actually happen to have friends who have children who are differently abled. They don't even know about this. They don't even care. You know, this country actually doesn't care about people who are differently abled. I can guarantee you that NDTV has not hired an anchor with a disability. Have they? I don't know. I can assure you that most government offices are not set up for people with disabilities to enter. Someone in a wheelchair needs three people to get them into the Supreme Court. So what do we care? Like, what is this about?
Aniket?
Yeah. Vishnu, first of all, what the Supreme Court meant was that you cannot crack jokes on somebody's physical ailments and make money out of it. In that context, it was said. So if I use a word and then if it is being said that because I've used that word, I fall foul of the Supreme Court judgment, that's not the way it is. Secondly, what is important is you're right.
Now,
who is to decide whether it really fouls afoul of Article 21 or it is something where you cross the line. Now, therefore, the Honorable Supreme Court has said that we'll have to evolve this issue. Now, as I said earlier, the test has been the test of a reasonable man, whether in a given position a reasonable man would feel offended by what is being said. And therefore, there have been series of judgments which has interpreted in what context, what amounts to defamation. What may amount to defamation to one may not be a defamation to another. That's how it has been. But therefore, it doesn't mean that you will get a cakewalk and you start saying anything that you wish under the garb of freedom of speech and expression. Because our constitution itself provides under Article 19.2 that reasonable restrictions could be imposed under circumstances which have been laid out under Article 19.2.
No, but Aniket, I think this entire conversation, Aniket, which we are having is basically to express our, in a sense, concern about what is defined as acceptable and not acceptable. It deeply offends all of us as educated people to see people being targeted. That can be not a joke. People are targeted all the time. But in the context of what we say and how we say it, if we have no malice towards somebody, if we crack a joke, then what is... So how does one actually... Apart, how does one resolve this? You can't have a law stating this word is acceptable and this word is not acceptable. I mean, it's crazy. So then we can keep arguing forever on this, right?
Vishnu, according to me, the Supreme Court has not proceeded as per what was before it. When certain parties approached it, which are the stand-up comics, and it stated that the cases against there were abuse of process of law, the court could have either accepted that plea, granted them liberty, or stated that the prosecution should continue because their statements constituted a breach, a prima facie breach of law, and it required more investigation. What it instead has done over a series of hearings has encouraged other parties to come before it, stating that it by itself perceives that there is a broader information disorder existing online. There are stand-up comics. There are a lot of young people who are watching those stand-up comics, and our morality as a society is being impacted by them. This is what has led to one petition being filed. And today, the court proceeding reflects that petition in which the court has asked the government to frame guidelines regarding what content can be aired by influencers. Not only stand-up comics, but influencers, and then be made applicable across all social media platforms. If you just take a step back, a few months ago, the very government was being criticized for bringing in a licensing model called the Broadcasting Bill, in which every influencer would have had to take a license and follow content guidelines. And I fear, and this, I hope I'm being pessimistic, but it is my fear that it is this voice on the internet which sometimes questions, which may also sometimes be offensive and sometimes needs to be tolerated in a democracy, is not being tolerated and is being seen as a challenge to institutions of power, which sometimes unfortunately may even be the Supreme Court of India.
Radhika, is it your concern that when judges or courts decide on what is acceptable for society, and we find these judgments all the time because the law is premised on justice in the name of our society at so many levels. There is not one society in India. We are an incredibly diverse nation. There's no one set of values. I'm not being an anarchist in this by any means. I'm only merely suggesting that what I consider funny, Aniket may not, and vice versa. For example, a lot of people might find Family Guy funny. I don't know if it's actively broadcast in India, but it's easily available all over the net. It is a hit for I think, a decade plus in the United States. They push boundaries of decency which no Indian cartoon, comic, TV show would do. A lot of people might find that funny because we aren't one society. We are a huge country. Therefore, is it your concern that what you find funny might end up offending somebody else?
100%. I mean, that's the whole point of freedom of speech, right? Is that how do you cherry pick what is, family friendly and what isn't? Like, who's your family and my family? We're different families. My family finds funny is different from yours. I'm just surprised the Supreme Court isn't tired of just saying whatever they feel like, whenever they feel like. They just frightened all the dog lovers. Now they're frightening all the comics. Like, where does this end? And I'm sure I'm going to get into trouble for making a joke about that, where some people are like very offended by it. But like, I mean, come on. This is crazy.
No, but Radhika, let's look at it from another standpoint, which we haven't done. That if jokes are being made, which seriously affect the dignity of fellow citizens, then what right do you or I have sitting over here and saying that, freedom of speech, rah, 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 and and heck with the sentiments of others. Are we not being insensitive in having this discussion?
So here's the thing. I actually believe that people who are differently abled are not depending on comedians' jokes to in any way help them flourish. I don't think that their dignity has been in any way tampered with by some stupid joke that, by the way, none of us even actually, I don't think any four of us would know the joke. I don't know the joke. That's how insignificant that joke really was. That the comedic community, most of us don't even know the joke. That's how unimportant this is. Because I know people who are differently abled. I have friends whose children are. They are not paying attention to this. They're paying attention to the fact that most schooling, most of our schools in our schooling system don't have proper setup for children with disabilities. Those are the concerns. That is what leads to a lack of dignity. Not some comedian's like lame joke. We are focusing on the wrong thing. And we're allowing our Supreme Court to take special, you know, put so much attention on this. They should be putting attention on other things. I do not believe people with different abilities are actually offended by this. I think it is a group of people who actually don't have the disabilities who are coming forward and making such a big deal.
Aniket, how would you respond?
No, I think it's not just about people with different abilities or specially abled people. It's about general sentiments in general that under the garb of free speech, can you really mock somebody to an extent where they become point of ridicule? Now, because these media people, these social media influencers have got large mass following, suppose they start cracking joke on somebody on a particular, you know, section of society, or whatever, on a particular kind of, you know, mindset, and people start making fun of them. Now, that what we have to also think from the other perspective. What may be my sense of humor may not necessarily be your sense of humor. But at the same time, what the Supreme Court meant therefore that was that we need to have some basic guidelines. How far can you really go? Because after all, we have to understand that our constitution doesn't say that the freedom of speech is absolute. The framers of our constitution in their wisdom thought the freedom of speech, though it is a birthright, it's a fundamental right, there has to be certain restrictions in order to have peace in the society. Otherwise, everybody will, you know, stand up, make fun and sit down and say, this is my freedom of speech. And, you know, what is important is that, as I said earlier, people with different abilities was just one issue that was there before the Supreme Court. There may be many other n number of issues on which jokes.
You know, I just want to say one thing.
Just a second, Madhika, which would really hurt sentiments of others. And therefore, we have to be cautious about it.
I understand that. Men have been making fun of women. The jokes have been on us for decades, for centuries. I don't see any men getting into trouble for this, by the way.
You should have filed a PIL in Supreme Court. You should have
gone to against all the men in the world.
And intervene in the Supreme Court.
That's not even, I mean, that's my point. It is meaningless.
I think the logical conclusion to this is a race to the bottom where all of us remain silent and smile at each other.
We keep filing these PILs and these FIRs and we keep making nuisances of ourselves. These are the two options.
But much more seriously, I agree that the boundary of law needs to be touched and needs to be exceeded. But a generalized content list of grievances or, you know, this kind of SOPs or this kind of thing which we are thinking, which it can be done for broadcasting channels, will also be done by influencers or stand-up comics, will be unimplementable and will result in a large amount of chilling effect. What will we apply it against? Indian rap music? People like Hanuman Kind? Will we look at all their channels? Will we look at Punjabi music? Imagine. I'm just
look
thinking, how will this be even applicable?
Aniket, last word to you. By suggesting penalties or contributions to disability causes, could you just, I mean, legally, is that something the Supreme Court can really do?
And, well, Supreme Court has absolute powers and Supreme Court has asked them, what are you willing to do? So it's, the Supreme Court has really left the ball in their court. So they are going to voluntarily.
No, but then Aniket, I'm asking you, I find this part of the judgment to be strange. That here is a person, he or she has committed a crime, and the court says, now you please decide your punishment. What can you do?
See, the Supreme Court has said you have really crossed that thin line. But now since you have already cracked jokes on them, you better do something good for them. And in that context, the Honorable Supreme Court has said what it has said with all good intentions behind it. Because these guys have got lot of following over social media and otherwise. They will set a good example by doing something good for that, you know, that class of people who are differently abled.
All right, look, if only all television debates were as civil as this, funny and serious at the same time, I think we'd be a much happier television society. But we'll leave it over there. Thank you all very much for being with us. It is a burning issue in our country. It always will be. The freedom of speech, we can't do without it. At the same time, there are limits. But what are those limits? How are those limits defined? I think that's at the heart of this controversy. We'll leave it there from all of us here. Good night.